It's harrowing. It's a tragedy. We had two opportunities to intervene as a trust, to ask more questions, and we didn't do that. And for that, I'm sorry. We didn't think about other causes other than the febrile convulsion. We weren't professionally curious as to why Aisha Jane's mum might want to take her home early in the morning. We didn't think about the social situation as much as we might, and we didn't think about the family situation as much as we might. And Mum described quite well that she'd fallen over in the bathroom and hit her face on the side of the bath, which isn't an uncommon injury for a toddler. But again, we had an opportunity to ask other questions, and again, we weren't professionally curious enough at that stage. The information's there. One phone call, the information's made available to us. I don't think it was apathy. I don't think it was people being rushed off their feet. I think it was people just not thinking that there was an issue. So they didn't even think to make the call, because they didn't think it was a pertinent question to ask. If somebody's hell-bent on hiding what's truly going on, they will be able to hide it. There are certain presentations, symptoms and signs, certain injury patterns that we look for, but it's not 100%. You can't guarantee that you will identify it every time. As a trust, we've done as much as we can possibly do to reduce the risk of this happening in the future. Sorry to say, I can't give you 100% guarantee, but we've done as much as we possibly can.